Last Wednesday, Irma delivered a direct hit on Saint-Martin, destroying airports and ports, knocking out power and potable water systems. And there are Canadians down there. Specifically, they are studying to be doctors at the American University of the Caribbean School of Medicine. And one of them happens to be the son, 21-year-old son of our guest now, Mila Bishev. Welcome to the show. You live in Stouffville, and your son Daniel has been stuck in Saint-Martin with his dean for the last 5 days in a shelter with a bunch of other Canadian students. Can you tell us what you know of his experience?
We having very limited connection with the island. As you know, there was no power, there was no connection. We are trying to get information through the university once, twice a day with their wake up date. The last news we know that American military were able to evacuate all American citizens, including the pets that they were traveling with, leaving Canadians behind, basically saying that the Canadian government should look after you. We know that they were in the shelter, which is the university campus, that they were safe. Mm-hmm. They've had some water and supplies left by many students that pulled together. We also know that faculty has left in the island as well. They were evacuated.
So the faculty's gone and students are still there.
Correct. The faculty's gone. The only new dean who was supposed to start in September was left with the rest of the students over there. I don't know how many exactly Canadian students, but I know it's around 160 young people were in the shelter waiting for help every day. A university was trying to reach out to different authorities. We were trying to reach to the government since Wednesday. And every day they're giving them false hopes. Either they're going to be taken by the boat to St. Kitts or they will be taken somewhere else. Their level of anxiety is crazy. Mm-hmm. But we just got 2 minutes before you called that Danielle was texting that Wi-Fi on the island is partially restored. They are boarding on a plane, on a private charter plane that was facilitated by the university to pick up the rest of the students, and they are currently boarding to Chicago. But we are talking about a small number of Canadians over there. We've been trying to reach out to the government since Wednesday in Global Affairs, giving us very wrong information, telling us that the flights are going Sunwing and WestJet to pick up Canadians, which they are picking up only those that are on the list that they have returned tourists.
Right.
And in case if somebody will not show up at the airport, they will maybe pick up those that don't have return tickets.
So did Daniel have to go to the airport to wait on every day?
Yes, they were turned down pretty much every day. Today, they didn't go to the WestJet. I was trying to connect to WestJet, and they confirmed that they won't be probably taking students or those without paid return tickets. Mm. They don't know what kind of company is going to be taking them today to Chicago. They don't know when they're going to be there. They have no information because it's a military situation is in effect in there, and it's hard to connect with us as well. Lots of families through our Facebook group looking for their students' children. They cannot locate them. They cannot connect with them. It's still the anxiety level is huge. And it's quite disappointing that even though I know my son hopefully will be leaving, even though every day they promise the same thing, but there's so many Canadians are in the airport, plus 40 plus degree in there, on the ground, looking and waiting for help that is not coming over there. We know that Americans were evacuated, yep. Majority of them. We know that British are taking today their people, friends from the French side are doing the same thing. We know that Latin flights are here today at Saint-Martin, and all this information we're getting through the people around the world, not through the Canadian government. So Canadians are still behind, and quite a large number of them are still in need.
So despite what the government's saying that, you know, Freeland confirmed that there will be commercial flights from Turks and Caicos and Saint-Martin later today, those commercial flights are basically, is what you're telling me, are basically just for people that, you know, are down there on vacation. But people like your kid who is studying at the American University of the Caribbean School of Medicine, that is a resident of that island, they might not be picked up.
They absolutely will not be, and they are not, and they are not hiding this information. WestJet was very open to us. They feel our pain, but directions is as follows, and they have to be hopeful. And as we know, WestJet flights coming once a week. Sunwing flights, we don't know if military will give them airspace. It's another problem that they're experiencing. But I guess what's really frustrating, yes, Dutch vessels and Navy, they are providing some water. But what's really concerning and disturbing to all of us Canadians that we don't know if Canadian government is taking any steps to rescue our citizens from affected areas.
Well, you know, we hear that there's people fighting in the streets for the food that's left on St. Martin. Do you feel like the government has let Canadians down?
Absolutely. Absolutely. With no doubt that this is how they feel, and this is how we, our loved ones and families, feeling the same way.
Well, you have no idea when you're expecting Daniel back. The good news is he is going to get on some sort of charter flight. I am going to let you off the line right now because I'm sure you want to keep all communications open with your son if he calls to with more details. But Mila, I first of all want to say before I let you go, I'm so happy that your son's okay because that's the most important thing. And secondly, thank you so much for being here and sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And I just wanted to mention that if people will be listening to the radio, I'm sure they are, we will be bringing help. We're just packing luggages and food to our children, regardless of the color of their passport. And we'll be helping all Canadians and Americans that currently will be vaccinated and looking for help, for psychological help, and for just a hug from their parents.
Well, so you're heading down to Chicago to meet the kids at the airport.
Correct.
Wow, good for you. Okay, well, I'll let you go and get ready for your trip. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.